Coming up, it's lightning fill in the blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. You can also go to our website at waitwait.npr.org, where you can find out about attending our weekly live shows right here at the Chase Auditorium in downtown Chicago. Or you can download the Wait Wait podcast for your computer or MP3 player. Hi, you're on Wait Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
This is Carol.
Hey, Carol, where are you calling from?
Elk Grove, California.
Where is Elk Grove, California?
Just south of Sacramento.
South of Sacramento, out there in the great Sacramento Valley. And what do you do there?
I'm a state worker.
A state worker. So you basically work for Arnold Schwarzenegger, ultimately.
Yes, and he threatened to pay me federal minimum wage.
Really? That was awfully nice of him.
Yes.
Wow, and what was your reaction to this?
We depended on our controller to straighten him out.
There you are. Whacked him around a little bit.
Mm. Yes.
He's not that tough. He's got a glass jaw, really. You just push him around a little and he folds up. Try it next time you see him. Welcome to our show, Carol. Carl Castle, right now, is going to read you three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly, on two of the limericks, you will be a winner. Ready to go?
Sure.
Here's your first limerick.
Us crows, those big guys, tried to chase, but their features were easy to place. So we rose to the task and remembered their masks. We crows don't forget a man's
face.
Right. John Marsloff of the University of Washington had a feeling that some of the crows he worked with didn't like him. And so he decided to see if the crows really could remember and dislike a human face. He outfitted one group of volunteers with rubber caveman masks and another set with, of all things, Dick Cheney rubber masks. And then the caveman masks harassed a population of crows. The Dick Cheneys just laid there and didn't bother the crows at all. And months later, the volunteers returned. They put their masks back on to see if the crows remembered them. One faux caveman said, quote, "The birds were really raucous, screaming persistently. It was clear they weren't upset about something in general. They were upset with me." The crows treated the Dick Cheneys, however, with affection. They proved another controversial theory. Crows own stock in Halliburton. Mm-hmm.
And they watch out for guys with shotguns.
Exactly. Why Dick Cheney? I don't know. All right, very good. Here's your next limerick.
I am 9, and I did as I should. I pitched the ball hard as I could. But it's not from fatigue that I'm out of the league. They kicked me out 'cause I'm too
good.
Right. Jericho Scott was the not-so-secret weapon for the Willpower Fitness Little League team in New Haven, Connecticut. The 9-year-old pitcher has a wicked fastball, tops out at 40 mph. The only problem? No one will play with him. Scott throws so hard that his league told his coach not to let him pitch. And when he took the mound last week, the quaking opposing players forfeited rather than face his amazing arm. Despite the setback, it looks likely that Scott will land on his feet. He's already been courted by another Little League team in the area, the New York Yankees. One last limerick for you. Here we go.
Thanks to cowboys, we're peripatetic, but when ruminant, we're empathetic. While we're chewing forth, as a group, we point north. Like a compass, we cows are...
They're attractive.
They're attractive. Like a compass.
Rhymes with etic.
You don't know it? Shall I just give it to you? You've already won. How about magnetic?
Oh, for Pete's sake.
Really? So have you ever gone up to a herd of cows and just tried to push their backsides together?
No.
And they have them go... and then they like bounce off to go in opposite directions? Yeah, that's because they're magnetic.
Yeah.
Cows, it turns out that scientists studied over 8,000 Google Earth photos of pastures, you know, from above, and they discovered that cows and deer always face either magnetic north or south while they're grazing. Scientists say it's because they're reacting to the planet's magnetic influence. Mm-hmm. This is the first time such large animals have been shown to have this ability, and the news is already revolutionizing the cattle ranching industry. Some ranchers are planning to do away with traditional stockyards and simply stick cows to the sides of their refrigerators.
That's why rodeo riders wear those big metal belt buckles.
Yeah, exactly. Carl, how did Carol do in our quiz?
Well, Carol, you had two correct answers, so I'll be doing the message on your home answering machine.
Well Yay! Done. Carol, congratulations. Well, you don't take any more guff from that Schwarzenegger guy. He's just a bully.
I'd love to.
Take care. Thank you, Carol.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Stuck on you. Got this feeling down deep in my soul that I just can't lose. Guess I'm on my way.